so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Rolling out. Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week right here on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, packing nearly 20 years living in Morgan's Point, Texas, and Austin, Texas. Thanks for listening in tonight. April of 2023 was Willie's 90th birthday, and there was a giant celebration of his birthday at the Hollywood Bowl. A lot of guest artists. That was... whole thing was made into a movie, and that movie was recently shown at the outdoor theater, the outdoor arena at the Vashon Theater. And thanks to the whole Vashon Theater crew who put on this great movie. And I decided to make my own soundtrack with only Texas musicians covering Willie's songs. So here we go. We lead off with another Texas outlaw musician and one of my favorites, Jerry Jeff Walker, and his take on Pick Up the Tempo. Here's Jerry Jeff.
People are saying that time takes care of people like me. Say I'm living too fast, boy, and no, I can't last for much longer. Little they know their thoughts of me are a savior. Little they know that the beat ought to go a little faster. Take
It's been rough and rocky traveling. I finally got my feet back on the ground. After taking several readings, find out that my mind's still fairly sound. I thought Nashville was lovely, but I guess I said that now before. Well, they said we look suspicious, but frankly, life picked on me and mine. Nearly busted in Laredo, Carfax rather found its clothes. When you're staying in a motel there, don't leave nothing in your clothes. At the airport after walking, they wouldn't even let us board the plane at all. Well, they said we look suspicious, but I think they like to pick on me and Paul. Pick one there. On a bill in Buffalo with Kitty Wells and Charlie Pride. The show was long and rough, came to play, not just for a ride. Well, we drank a lot of whiskey, don't even know we played it bad at all. Got our education on the streets of the nation being wrong. Well, we got our education on the streets of the nation being wrong.
That was Doug Somm with Willie's song, Me and Paul. That came from Doug's 1972 solo album, The Genuine Texas Groover, with Doug in a hammock and a giant doobie in his hand with a large cloud of smoke coming out from it. Doug was born in San Antonio, a child prodigy, performing on the radio at age 8, playing the San Antonio nightclubs in his early teens. His first hits, first real big hits, I think, were with the band Sir Douglas Quintet. They were all Texans, but they actually used the name to take advantage of the British invasion at the time. He later formed the Texas Tornadoes, Tejana band that you've heard here on Boogie Back quite a bit. Doug Knight died in 1999. Willie first recorded this somewhat autobiographical song, Me and Paul, for his 1971 album, Yesterday's Wine. And we let off the show with Jerry Jeff Walker's version of Pick Up the Tempo from Jerry Jeff's Riding High album released in 1975. And from what I can tell, Willie first recorded the song for the movie Honeysuckle Rose, came out in 1980, starring Willie and Diane Cannon and Amy Irving, with appearances by Slim Pickens, Mickey Rooney, Emmylou Harris, and, of course, Mickey Raphael, Willie's ubiquitous harp player. It was not Amy Irving's best role. She won, actually, the Worst Supporting Actress from the Golden Raspberries Award and was nominated for the same title by the Stinkers Bad Movie Awards. Willie's song, though, On the Road Again, won Best Original Song at the Academy Awards that year. Listen to Texas musicians covering Willie's songs along with a bit of backstory on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight. We're going to slow things down a little bit, as Willie often does, and we do too, sometimes with thoughtful songs, and in this case, love songs from both perspectives. I think we're going to lead off with a sadder side and a little blast from the past with Vicky Carr and her rendition of The Healing Hands of Time.
They're working while I'm missing you. Those healing hands of time. And soon they'll be dismissing you from this heart of mine. They'll lead me safely through the night, and I'll follow as though blind. My future tightly clutched within those healing hands of time. They let me close my eyes just then. Those healing hands of time. And soon they'll let me sleep again. Those healing hands of time. So already I've reached mountain peaks, and just begun to climb. I'll get over you by clinging to those healing hands of time. Yes, I'll get over you by clinging to those healing hands of time.
At a time when my world seemed to be spinning, reeling out of control, were some believers, deceivers, a few in-betweeners who seem to have no place they can go. It's the same old song that's right when you're wrong. Living's just something. No place to hide. I looked into your eyes and I found myself and you. I'd look to the stars and busted up some bars. My life nearly went up in smoke with my hands on the wheel of something so real. Hey, I feel like I'm headed home. Shade of an oak down by the river, we see an old man and boy. They're setting sails, spinning tales
probably fishing for whales with a lady that they both enjoy. It's the same old tune. It's a man in the moon. It's the way that I feel since I found you. With no place to hide, I looked into your eyes and I found myself. I'd look to the stars, I busted up some bars, I saw my life as a joke, but with my hands on the wheel of something so real, yeah, I feel like I'm headed home. And I feel like I'm headed home.
George F. Walker again with another side of him and another side of Willie also. Hands on the Wheel, that I got that from my Gypsy Songman CD released back in 1986. But it first appeared on Jerry Jeff's Too Old to Change album in 1979. Willie's version of his was on his famous 1975 album Redheaded Stranger. And as I said earlier in the show, played a lot of Jerry Jeff's music here on Boogie Back, as he was, maybe beyond Willie, the first Texas country outlaw musician that I heard and saw while I was living in Cincinnati in the 1970s. His songs were the first I learned how to play on guitar as well. He got this infectious spirit, almost, well, pretty much driven by alcohol, weed, or cocaine sometimes, but his thoughtful, meditative side is just as appealing to me, with songs like Laying My Life on the Line and She Knows Her Daddy Sings and Blue Mood. We got off that set with Vicky Carr singing The Healing Hands of Time from her 1971 album The Ways to Love a Man. Willie's first iteration of that song came from the 1965 album Country Willie, his own songs. Vicky was born in El Paso. She graduated from high school in the same class as fashion designer Bob Mackie, and I wonder whether he designed any outfits for her when she was on the road. She had some pop hits in the 60s. She was the first one who recorded He's a Rebel, but the big one was It Must Be Him, a very dramatic song that we've played here before. That album itself was nominated for 3 Grammys. She's also had huge success in the Latin music world, winning a few Grammys there. And fun facts to know, she was on Johnny Carson more than 30 times, and she sang for 5 presidents during her career: Nixon, Ford, Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and Clinton. How about that? You're listening to songs written by Willie Nelson and covered by other Texas musicians here on Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Asha and your Island Connection. I am proud to be your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. And after we hear from a couple of our underwriters, we're going to shift a little in genre and to kind of a Texas two-step. So get up on your feet, move the coffee table. It's time to do a little boot scooting in just a minute.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island, on the web at thsrestaurant.com.
Well, as I noted before the break, it is boot scooting time, and we're going to lead off with Johnny Bush and What a Way to Live.
Say it. still. All I can say is, what a way to live.
Tracy Byrd with Undo the Right from his album It's About Time, released in 1999. Tracy was born in Vidor, Texas, which is in East Texas, very East Texas. His second album, No Ordinary Man, went double platinum with 4 top 5 hits. It's About Time was his first on RCA, and his production, supposedly, was a little smoother and poppier. He's got 11 albums, the last of which is Live at Billy Bob's, recorded in 2019. Willie's own version of that song appeared on his 1962 album, And Then I Wrote. Before Tracy, we heard the Country Caruso, Johnny Bush, and What a Way to Live from his album 14 Greatest Hits, released in 1996. He's got quite a story. He was born in Houston, and his uncle had a show on KTHT in Houston urged Johnny and his brothers to perform on there just to, so they could get over their fear of any kind of performing. He then moved to San Antonio, learned the drums, and began to play in some bands there. He then joined Ray Price's band in 1963 along with Willie Nelson, and then joined Willie's band. And finally, Willie backed his first album, financially anyway. After a while, Johnny developed some problems with his voice, and after years of misdiagnosis of the Country Caruso, they discovered the problem, and working with a vocal coach, he began to perform again. He did a lot of charity work, was honored by the National Council of Communicative Disorders for his work. Willie's first recording of What a Way to Live was from a 1989 album called Nightlife, Greatest Hits and Rare Tracks, 1959-1971. You're listening to Inside Poop on Texas Musicians, who have covered songs written by Willie Nelson right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening tonight. Speaking of nightlife, let's hear two versions of that great song. We're going to start off with Wanda Jackson and her take on nightlife.
Evening sun goes down, you will find me hanging round. Oh, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be. Yeah, the nightlife, it ain't no good life, but it's my life. Well, listen to the blues they're playing. Yeah, listen to what those blues are saying. Talk to me, blues. Mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. Yeah, the nightlife, it ain't no good life, but it's my life.
When the evening sun goes down, you're gonna find me hanging round. For the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Here comes the horn.
Many people just like me, dreaming of used to be. Oh, the nightlife ain't no good life, well, but it's also my life. Listen to what blues
from a world of broken dreams.
I don't have any time.
Oh, the night life ain't a good life. Yeah, but it's my life.
Oh.
Two legendary Texas voices, George Jones and Waylon Jennings, with Willie's classic Nightlife. That came from an interesting album called George Jones, my very special guest from Sony in 1979. And both their stories have been told a whole bunch of times here on Boogie Back. George the Possum no-showed Jones because of his alcoholism that caused him to miss many a show. And Waylon, legendary bass player for Buddy Holly, gave up his seat on the fateful flight the day the music died. Waylon had a significant alcohol and drug problem to a large degree, he said in an interview, because he felt guilty for being alive after that plane wreck. His name on his birth certificate was Wayland, W-A-Y-L-A-N-D, but it was changed after a Baptist preacher visited his parents and congratulated them for naming him after Wayland Baptist University in Plainview, which is near Littleton, where Waylon was born. His mom, who was Church of Christ, immediately changed his name to Waylon. I think that was well done. We let off that set with Wanda Jackson, someone we haven't heard before on Boogie Back, in her kind of more bluesy version of Nightlife from the album Blues in My Heart, released in 1964. Wanda had a long and varied career. She was born in Oklahoma, but her family moved to California, where she learned to play guitar at age 6. They moved back to Oklahoma. She entered a contest and earned a radio show while in high school. Then she started out in country, but realized it was not for her when, on her first appearance on Grand Ole Opry, Ernest Tubb told her to cover up, as her dress with spaghetti straps showed her shoulders, and we can't have that on Grand Ole Opry. She got herself a fringe jacket, but decided that scene was just not for her after that appearance. She shifted to rock and roll, became an early rockabilly queen. She went back to country, but later became a born-again Christian, and then she sang primarily gospel and Christian music. Somewhere in there, she and her family moved to Texas for a few years, but they didn't like it there, and they moved back to Oklahoma. And her rockabilly music had a real resurgence in Europe, and she toured over there a bunch, and then Rosie Flores got rockabilly really recognized, especially by women. Got that going again in the States, and she performed over here. She was still performing in her 7th decade. Now, not like Willie in his 9th decade, but still not that bad. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Happy to be queuing up songs written by Willie Nelson and recorded by other Texas musicians. Thanks for listening. All right, we're going to switch genres again. Kind of an interesting groove from Walter Lukens and his recording of Willie's I Can Get Off on You.
Baby, kid too. I don't need them now. Your love, it was all I was after. I'll make it now. I can get off on you.
So many that thrive in loveless gardens. Fruits of such will better be. Fields of hate and greed surround me, and I've seen all this world I care to see.
That was Jerry Cantrell. Yes, the same Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains. I've seen all the world I care to see from the album Twisted Willie, tribute to Willie Nelson, released in 1996. It's kind of a dark song, and as many of you Seattle folks know, Jerry was born in Tacoma. He went to high school in Spanaway, and 1985, though, he quit college, moved to Dallas to join a band with some friends. He worked doing asbestos abatement in the Dallas and Houston areas, and a year or so later, he said he had enough of that crap, and he moved back to Seattle area, and the rest is Alice in Chains history. Willie's version of that song first appeared on his album So Much to Do in 2007, at least according to AllMusic. Before Jerry, we heard Walker Lukens out of Austin, and his take on I Can Get Off on You from the album Redheaded Strangers. And I haven't heard the whole album, but it sure looks like pretty much all covers of Willie's songs. It's hard to describe him because, as his website points out, depending on who's talking, Walker is, quote, one of the best songwriters in Texas, or, quote, a non-sexually threatening version of Prince, or, quote, a rhythmic sound effect master. So does that make him pop or rock? And who cares, says NPR. He is loyal to only one category, excellence. Walker's the co-creator and host of a podcast called Song Confessional, and he also co-owns Paradise Lunch, a recording studio. As to those other accolades from different music outlets, I quoted, you to decide. Listening to a variety of Willie Nelson songs covered by Texas musicians here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union, practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, next up in the land of Willie covers, we have a song that Ray Charles and Willie made famous in a duet. And tonight, we're going to hear it with a little bit of Tejano feel, brought to you by San Antonio native Stephanie Urbina Jones. Here she is with Seven Spanish Angels.
He looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him and whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. And there were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home. She reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't wait. When the rifles fired again, and there were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun.
Stephanie Urbina Jones and Seven Spanish Angels from her album Tularosa, released in 2018. Stephanie was born in San Antonio. She started singing country jazz in Austin's Elephant Room on South Congress in downtown. And Terry and I went there a few times, and there's jazz, only jazz, and I don't remember seeing any country jazz in any way, shape, or form. But she did it. And then she moved to more of a genre of more, she called Latin-rooted Americana, or country music with chili peppers, as her grandmother called it. In fact, she took her grandfather's name as her middle name as she embraced her Latin roots. She eventually melded country with mariachis to insert her family music into her family history into her music. And we're going to hear more of her in future shows. And by the way, Willie's version of that song first appeared on an album by Ray Charles called Seven Spanish Angels and Other Hits, released in 1989. So we're going to head out the door this edition of covers of Willie's songs on Boogie Back to Texas with two great voices having just a lot of fun, Lyle Lovett and Al Green, with Willie's song Funny How Time Slips Away, that came from the album Rhythm, Country, and Blues, released in the March of 1994. There's an absolutely great video of this on YouTube, by the way. And as the title of the album indicates, these are duets featuring one country artist and one R&B artist. And my humble opinion, some of them, like this one, work, while others don't at all. But it's interesting that Lyle was called country. I've told this story before on the show, but Terry and I went to what was at that time a pretty small Cactus Cafe on UT's campus to see Lyle right after his first album came out. And when we looked at the little stage and saw conga drums and a cello, I thought, this ain't no country artist. My view of him has not changed since we first saw him back in 1986. Willie's version first appeared on a 1962 album called And Then I Wrote. Here are Lyle Lovett and Al Green and Funny How Time Slips Away on Boogie Back to Texas.
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long time. How am I doing? Well, I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems like it was only yesterday.
Ain't it funny how time slips away? Hey. How's your new love? I hope he's doing fine. I heard you told him you're gonna love till the end of time. I remember that's the same thing you told me yesterday. Ain't it funny how time slips away? Don't know when, though. Never know when I'll be back in time.
Remember what I told you. In time, you're gonna pay.
Ain't it funny how time slips away?
Al Green and Lyle Lovett with Funny How Time Slips Away. Billy Preston on the keys. Thanks for listening to Boogie Back to Texas tonight, and I'll see you next week.